When it comes to calendars, whereas most of the world is taking down the trees and stripping the decorations, we're saying that it's only the first Sunday of Christmas. And so we're still singing the Christmas carols that I wouldn't like to sing all of Advent. Today especially is a day when we can sing lots of carols, so I hope that Julie's fingers are agile. Because we'll be doing lots of singing of some of the carols we didn't have a chance to sing on Christmas Eve. So welcome. A few announcements. Our food pantry volunteers for tomorrow are Shelley McPhee and Mariah McPhee. On Wednesday, amazingly, we invite in the new year, 2025. And if you have nothing else to do on New Year's Day, over at the Senior Center from 11 to 1, they will be having a potluck. So, I plan to be there. Why not? It's free food. My mother did not raise me to be a fool. If you say free food, I tend to say, sure, I'll come, I'll bring something. So, I may be seeing some of you over at the Senior Center, 11 to 1. At the moment, it sounds like we're just eating, but it may be that we'll plan something else to do. Do we have any other announcements we need to take care of? If not, please stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting. Amen. As we celebrate with joy the birth of the one who is the light for the world, let us open our hearts to God as we confess our sin. God of light and life, you promise good news of great joy for all people and call us to be messengers of that good news. We confess that too often we have been silent when we should have spoken and have used words to fuel conflict when we should have been silent. We confess that we have not loved you as we should and have not loved our neighbors as they deserve to be loved. Have mercy on us and forgive us for what we have done and what we have failed to do. Renew and strengthen us to follow the path illuminated by Jesus. Amen. Hear the good news. Let all the world sing out with joy, for our Savior has come. In Christ we are forgiven and redeemed. Let all the earth know the saving power of God. Amen. And let us join together in our gathering song, Angels from the Realms of Glory. It is number 275.
Oh,
the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
And for our canticle of praise, let us sing Angels We Have Heard on High, number 289. Together. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 3a. A reading from Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us now sing, Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming. It is number 272.
Thank you.
second reading is from Hebrews 2, verses 14 through 18, a reading from Hebrews. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, Jesus himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is who all lives. It is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to come like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he was able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us now sing Of the Father's Love Begotten, number 295. And let's just do the first three verses. According to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after their marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And instead of a sermon today, we have more hymns. I'm sure you're all disappointed. I mean, I could preach instead, but let's sing. So, yes, why don't you sit? I'm not going to make you stand for all these hymns. So the first is, What Child Is This? So all of these hymns that I've chosen are hymns about who this child is.
Good night.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And you will judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Filled with good news of great joy, let us offer our prayers for the church, the earth, and all people.
For those who teach and those who learn, we pray. Bless the education ministries of your church. Guide Sunday school teachers, college and seminary professors, youth leaders, and Bible study leaders in our ongoing faith formation and curiosity. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
For the thriving of creation, we pray. Protect the habitats of all wild animals and creeping things, especially those in danger of extinction. Increase our knowledge of the natural world and the care of its inhabitants. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
For the nations of the world, we pray. Raise up rulers who lead with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Let your peace rule in their hearts and in in all lands, especially in those places where war and conflict exists. God of peace,
receive our prayer.
For the well-being of your people, we pray. Keep watch over all who travel this holiday season. Accompany those who are alone or ill, especially those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Console parents and children whose relationships are strained or severed. God of grace, receive our prayer.
For the ministry of this congregation, we pray that the word of Christ dwell among us. In times of conflict, clothe us in love and move us to forgiveness. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
For your holy, beloved, and chosen ones of every time and place, we give thanks. Draw us all into everlasting praise and joy. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
We commend these prayers to you, O God, trusting your grace made known to all through the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace.
I can hardly see it. Oh, it is deep.
You're not supposed to see me.
Or you headed back to the duck pond after church today.
It's frozen water.
And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, We praise your name and join our other
Thank you. tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, lavish you with grace, illumine your path.